Okay, it's time for our first guest in our studio with us. And she brought treats with her, too. Thank you so much for that, Doc. It was delicious. Dr. Tracy Lanhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. If you want to learn more about her, go to peaksofhealth.com. It's a terrific medical practice she has. Good morning, Dr. Lanhart. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good. All right, let's get right to it. Most Americans just do not get enough sleep. I know I don't. I don't get a steady sleep throughout the night. I just toss and turn. So what are some of the major causes of this sleep deprivation we all suffer from?
Well, there's a lot of different causes. Stress is a big one, obviously. People, you know, their diets are really poor. The carbohydrates at nighttime, which will affect sleep if you have a lot of sugar in your system. Caffeine really disrupts sleep a lot. We have, you know, vitamin deficiencies that disrupt sleep, hormone abnormalities that disrupt sleep. So there's a lot of factors involved. A lot of it is our own behaviors. We've kind of retrained ourselves to sleep at a different pattern and kind of blocked our circadian rhythm. TVs and lights in the rooms. And, you know, we have our cell phones by our bed, and that, you know, actually can technically affect the brain waves.
And again, this goes back to everything we talk about, how you practice medicine. This takes a very individualized approach to each person to figure out what the issues are in their habits and in their lifestyle, in their diet, everything that goes into it. So when you're looking at a patient, when does a lack of sleep officially become insomnia by a medical definition?
3 months.
3 months.
After 3 months of problem sleeping, then it actually becomes an actual medical condition.
And what are some of the short and long-term negative effects of a consistent lack of sleep?
There's a lot of different negative effects. Memory's a big one. We form our memories at nighttime. So if we don't, you know, like the all-nighters we pull in college and stuff, if you don't get any sleep, those memories don't form. So you can't remember what you studied the day before. So you have to get some sleep in order to form that memory. Obesity is a big one. Diabetes. You know, if you look at night shift workers, they have much higher rates of heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, cancers. They all are attributed to our reparative system is done at nighttime.
So then burning the midnight oil and studying for that test the next day is not a good move then?
No, it's not a good move. Actually, if you did some really good studying shortly before and then went to sleep on it, you would form that memory by the morning.
Okay, so that's why I never understood geology or any of the other tests I ever took. All right, so, but things do affect your sleep. Things like progesterone, how does that affect your sleep?
Progesterone affects your sleep because in women especially, progesterone affects the GABA. And GABA is what we call our inhibitory neurotransmitter of the brain. And what it does is GABA actually gets us to sleep. So when you give progesterone to a female as they're, you know, declining their progesterone, it's like a Valium to their brain. It calms it down and it turns around and gives them better sleep.
Okay, so that says, oh, I understand. Okay, what about, a lot of people have a vitamin B2 deficiency. How does that play into sleep?
A lot of the B vitamins especially do play into sleep, but B6 is one of the cofactors to serotonin. B2 actually is what activates B6 and B12, and you need them to, again, produce some of these chemicals we need for sleep. So the reason B2 is because it's one thing people don't think of as something that can cause insomnia, and something as simple as a B vitamin deficiency can cause insomnia.
So again, people don't look at it. They say, oh, well, I'm just not sleeping right, and it's not a big deal. But this could be a huge medical issue for them. If people aren't getting enough sleep over, say, a period of time, more than 3 months, and now you're into insomnia, you could be setting yourself up for diabetes, cancer, all sorts of other things as well, right?
Absolutely. As I said, the body, you know, like growth hormone is mainly, you know, released at nighttime. Melatonin is supposed to be released at nighttime. And melatonin is cancer protective. It's kidney protective. You know, a lot of our systems do all of its regeneration. The studies have shown 2 nights in a row of lack of sleep will decrease your immune system by 30%.
Is that right? 30% from just 2 nights?
2 nights alone can decrease it up to 30% and give you at risk for getting, you know, colds, flus. And if you do this consistently, your immune system is what protects you against cancer. So that's why cancer is at higher risk for people who don't sleep.
Wow. Okay, so if there's somebody out there right now saying, wait, I really fit into that. I'm not sleeping, and I get 2, 3, 4 days in a row without that. What tips would you give them so that they can maybe get themselves back under control and a better sleep?
The biggest thing we do is we start with what we call, you know, sleep etiquette, so to speak. You know, you go to sleep at the right time, you turn around and close all the lights off, you shut the TVs down, you take the cell phones away, you know. We try to get them to do things that, because your temperature is supposed to go down at nighttime, so we try to get them to do things to lower the temperature, make sure the room is cool, not cold, but cool, because if you're sleeping in a hot room, you're going to have trouble sleeping. So we do all the things etiquette-wise, and if that doesn't work, then we'll start with things like melatonin, which is a natural sleep hormone, to tell your brain to go down, and then from there, we'll progress if it doesn't get better. I mean, I have some people that are total insomniacs, and we work really hard. I mean, we throw everything but the kitchen sink at them to try to get them down.
And is there, like, things that you really are the detective. That's why I call you, as far as docs. You really have to sort of, you know, drill down and really study that patient, do some tests to figure out where the deficiencies are in that particular body in order to correct this long-term insomnia, right?
Yeah. I mean, we start with, as I said, all the basics. We make sure they're not doing caffeine. We make sure they're not exercising at nighttime, all the things that are going to raise their system at nighttime. But then if that doesn't progress, we start going down into the nitty-gritty. We start looking at those vitamins to see if they're deficient in anything. We start looking at the neurotransmitters to see which ones are out of whack. We'll start looking at amino acids, organic acids, and then we just keep on progressing down the whole program until we find out exactly what's going on.
You see, so those of you out there listening, you're used to a medical doctor who walks in, gives you 30 seconds, and maybe just looks at you for a second, writes down something on a chart, and you don't even get to say a word. This is an entirely different type of medicine that Dr. Lenhart treats. It's cutting-edge use of technology. It's spending a lot of time with each patient. It's really trying to find out what the individual needs are of that patient. That's why I love what you're doing over there. You also have a seminar coming up on September 27th. Patients can meet you and hear about the issues of the thyroid, right, at that one?
Yeah, that one we're doing thyroid.
Okay, so is there still time to register for that event?
There's still some time to register. There's still a couple slots open.
Okay, so go to peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838 to register for the seminar on September 27th or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Lenhart at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. It's over on Bryan Dairy Road. This is cutting-edge medicine. This is a doctor who will spend the time with you, who will keep working until she finds out what it is that's causing you problems, especially sleep problems, and will help you get back on the right track health-wise. Dr. Lenhart, thanks always for coming on Tuesdays, and thanks for all you do for all the people in our community.
Oh, you're welcome.